Oi! Shut up, Bree. Come here. Bree!
Always low.
We just got a microwave just for popcorn. I needed it.
I mean,
I did hot air for a year.
Microwaving
over the stove
like,
for a year.
Leftovers, I don't mind doing, but I don't like to buy boxed shit.
I'll take a taco,
God,
Danny.
No. We gotta be out of that completely.
I am out of that shit completely.
Remember?
You know what I've been thinking about a lot lately?
Remember how much of that shit I used to eat?
That's all you ate.
All I ate.
I'm not even kidding. That's all you ate.
Bagel bites.
That is all that you ate, I promise.
Bagel bites, Chad's nachos.
Oh.
It's in a bag or a can or a box.
I know, I told you, like, when I go to your house.
I should be
And
dead.
You always made that stuff. You're like, I just made you that because that's what I always eat. And I'm like, what do you mean that's what you always eat? How the fuck do you always eat that? And it's like, 4 years, all you ate was fucking Chad's nachos. I'd be fucking starving. Chad, can we have something to eat? He puts a bag of Doritos on a plate. With beans and cheese on it, calls
I've
it Chad's
nachos.
And
he eats, they're good.
They're good, but when you're hungry and that's it, that's all we ever ate at your house for 4 years.
We were fucking kids. I thought, like, okay, I'm putting 2 bags of chips on this, 2 cans of chili. Like, how are you not full?
Because I wouldn't eat them. Like,
when I had the store, it was pasta and beer. That's it for like a year.
Oh, yeah.
And fast food.
I've done that.
Hot and ready? Remember how many hot and ready's we used to eat? At Dave Blanchette's house?
All the time.
Holy shit, Little Caesars Arena?
Oh,
give me a fucking break.
I was mad this morning when I read that.
That's horrible.
It's really bad.
See the new symbol? It's like a pizza with a chicken wing.
Did you catch it?
A chicken wing?
No, what is this?
I've heard
the new Red Wings.
Ready wings.
The one they're building is called Little Caesars
somebody
Arena.
Made a fucking,
really?
Somebody made a meme and it's literally a pizza.
Oh, I've seen them
circle.
All.
And then the chicken wing was the wing.
I've seen all of them.
Yeah.
They should abbreviate it immediately. To like LCA or LC, the LC, the LC.
They won't.
I could be into the LC.
Dude, they're talking about
putting
fucking advertisements on jerseys, team jerseys.
Ford Field is good.
They're not putting advertisements on team jerseys.
It was talked
Caesar's
about.
There's none
Arena.
In the NHL.
I know there aren't, but it was talked about and it was considered.
LCA is good.
LCA.
LCA would be good.
Yeah. They do get abbreviated. The Air Canada Centre, ACC.
Because they don't want to say three words.
It?
Yeah.
Maybe we should turn the tones down a bit.
What are we pumping, by the way?
It's episode 1
of Star Wars.
Obviously,
we each have games. We all have games to talk about. Am I wrong? I played a game.
Oh, buddy, did I play a game. A lot. For like one... Less than a week.
You're not talking about the Division, right?
No.
Ratchet and
Clank. I played and beat in like 4 days.
Quantum Break?
Game sucks!
You don't like Quantum Break?
I can't get into it. I don't know why. It's good. I see everything that's good about it, but I just can't connect with it.
That is it, though.
I played it for a little bit and I stopped, but I enjoyed it.
Game sucks.
You know what? There's not a lot of game to it. Right?
Quantum Break, yeah, it's all about the...
The shooting areas
videos.
Are so...
It's all about the videos.
They're just so fucking
there's
like...
There's whole episodes
What's
of
that?
TV.
From where?
I didn't know that. Was going
oh, really?
Yeah, it isn't one.
I thought you came.
No, it's just like you got like three fries. Guns and.
Yeah, you brought you brought fries from Taco Bell too.
Taco Bell. Oh, I got a bad one.
They're all bad.
They're so hard.
Yeah, but dude,
did that go back in?
No.
Quality drop since like Shelby worked there.
Yeah. Shelby
dude.
Knew how to make some good shit.
F-meat.
Shelby's hilarious. We go get Taco Bell and she like she rewraps everything. Opens up the taco. She's like,
this is what I do.
Super tight. Yeah, she puts
sauce me.
Sauce on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I open it right up and you put sauce on it.
I do this,
and then you fold it like a tight little
yeah,
bitch.
I do that motherfucker right there. Every time.
Yeah.
You see how tight it is.
It's not
nice.
Super tight, but it's...
That's really bad.
It's good enough.
I thought you were going like...
Dance behind a bag. You're just
all
behind
I could see is the bag. I thought you were going to roll this like beautiful fucking...
I'm not rolling a fucking jib, it's just a quick 4-bite taco.
Try and roll your jib.
You'd probably be
next.
Good at it, you know?
Roll the gym taco next.
Alright.
Dan is good at rolling gyms, man. See that shit?
It's not that good.
Where the hell did it go?
It's right
Joe
here.
Ate it.
Fucking dog.
Jimmy's just sleeping.
You ate the gym?
I don't know why I got such a weird laugh today.
I thought you were teasing me.
No, that's why I'm laughing. Realistic.
I'm not teasing you.
Nobody's teasing you, bud.
Today I'm just...
Get away from out the bag. Stop it. Let's do an intro. Hello.
I'm eating a taco right now.
That's fine.
Listen to me talk.
Shock
talk. About tacos.
Big gulp, see? Oh.
You just gotta say the word Dan. You can manage.
Okay, go for it.
TJ, you do it.
Okay. Hello and welcome to the All Range Mode podcast. This is episode 135.
I can't believe we're this high.
I'm Joe. Speak for yourself.
I'm TJ.
That works in a few ways.
I'm Chad.
And I'm your buddy Danny.
Welcome to the show.
Oh no, that's first, eh? No, it's after.
It's wherever I put it.
Boom! Spicy is better than mild, and I went mild for most of my life.
Oh damn.
You're stupid.
I was!
Get out of there, Kim. He's got his
sriracha
whole head in the
beer. And Frank's are like my two favorite things in life.
Sriracha? I couldn't get into it.
What?
I don't know.
It's
what
great
it
on eggs.
Me.
It's great on eggs. I eat a lot of
good
egg
push.
Dude.
It was the push after Chipotle. They pushed Chipotle fucking sauce everywhere.
Yeah, it was.
And right after sriracha was the next big thing. Got to keep that market. Got to keep the market tight.
Another thing I really like really, really like, is almond milk.
Almond milk's good.
Who would have thought I would like almond milk? It's the best. I will never drink cow milk. There's no reason.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
It's better with cereal.
I'll eat the cow's face, but I won't drink its shitty milk.
And if I feel like cheating, I just get like the next one up, like the creamier one. I generally get the
chocolate.
30.
Chocolate.
It's 100 calories.
I don't like the chocolate one.
What?
It's so interesting. Regular
Dude,
vanilla?
That's crazy.
It's sweet. Bomb! That's the best chocolate milk I've ever had.
Regular chocolate milk. Cow's chocolate milk is the best.
It's good too, in its own ways. But I'm telling you, it's so much better than I expected it to be.
The last time I had milk and cookies was half and half. Almond milk and cow chocolate milk.
You know what my son drinks, like, almost exclusively?
Breast
milk. Fucking Homo milk now, which is like 3.25% fat.
You gotta get, like, no fat soon to...
He's lean as shit, man.
Is he getting lean?
Jack?
Dude, he's, like, he's fucking built. It's weird.
All right. Fatten him up, then.
He's, like... Starting to see his ribs and shit, and you can see the definition in his back.
Oh, that's just
because
their organs are all, like,
damn,
real small.
He was a fat kid. He had, like, the fucking tuna rolls on his arms. Just like...
Hey, I got a question for you.
What is it?
When you are sitting regularly, and you look down at your belly, you're not sucking in or anything, is it better to have one big little bump, or several bumps?
Probably one.
See, I think that's true.
If you had a bunch...
How does that make sense? Because if you have
a bunch of little ones, that means, like, you're just saggy. Like, one...
I have,
generally,
I,
one
I'm starting
like
to have
one,
and I just noticed that. So, like, if I... You know how when you get up from sitting, and you're, if you're topless?
Oh, God.
You see,
it's probably
like, boom, all boom, the lines? I was looking down, and I'm like, oh, I don't have any lines today. And I was wondering, maybe it's just because there's one big one. Something's wrong.
But, no, you're getting skinnier.
Cool, man. No, I was obviously...
Yeah, that picture of you fucking standing in the canoe, I'm like, Jesus Christ, he looks like fucking Baby Joe again.
Thank you.
To you being young.
Yeah, no, that was a good angle. That was a good angle.
Yeah, because that looked... I was like, I was there that day, and you know, like that.
No,
like that
was
you
a good
like
angle.
A fucking Christian Bale in his starvation movies in that picture.
Which picture?
You're standing up in the canoe with the glasses on.
I was standing up with my arms up.
It doesn't
and
matter.
It was kind of from the side, so you
look,
can't see.
Still.
The angle, you couldn't see love handles.
It's like my archery.
I think it was just like
my archery
the lens
picture.
Was,
it's like the only trick picture I've got. Chad took it when we were at Tim's cottage.
You look thin.
And I'm like, got.
So it's like
this.
Your
you can't
picture.
See the gut. And you can't. And like the this side roll is kind of like. It's right at it, so it's like the one angle where I look thinnest. My arms up. And you can see a little bit of muscle in my arm.
Yeah,
just
you're,
a little
you're
bit.
Like, you're, yeah.
Didn't you tell me, like, chicks, that wasn't your, like, fucking...
Plenty of Fish, girls
fish
love
profile?
It.
Yeah, man, that was your that's your Tinder picture.
Yeah, man.
I don't know if I'd have it. I certainly
What's the
would
Tinder
put,
anyways?
It's like Plenty
it's
of
for
Fish,
big cities.
Fast.
If you're in a big city, and it's like, it works geographically, right? So it's people in your area.
You just gave me.
So it's people in your area within, like, driving distance, and... You see a picture of their face, or like a little, like one sentence profile in a picture, I think. And you swipe left if you like that person. You swipe right if you don't. And then they see a picture of your face, and your little profile, and if you both hit like, then it says, "Hey, you have a connection," and you're like, "Hey, girl, stop," and then you go and hook up.
Wow.
Yeah.
People fuck a lot on it.
That's crazy.
Aziz Ansari talks a lot about that kind of shit. Like, instead of going to bars and meeting chicks, it's like,
there's this fucking kid that I
Master of None.
There's this kid I work
with. Yeah,
he plays on a lot of that.
He's a Call of Duty, like, semi-pro player. He does all these fucking tournaments, and he's in Toronto this week doing some fucking Call of Duty tournament where he's like, if I win, it's like $100,000 or something. What? But he won't win. I mean, there are pro teams there that are going to fucking rape them, but he would be, like, happy to get to day two or day three.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to just hit up Tinder at night, and he's like, and I will have a girl every night.
You know what would be crazy?
Weird.
An endurance battlefield contest.
What?
Where there's serious, or like,
having a phone.
There's serious something on the line. I don't know, money, sure. But, like, Battlefield is just so much more serious. Like, I'm thinking about COD, and it's just like,
it's
GoldenEye, Halo, COD, they're all in the same batch, I would say. And then you've got, like, what's the zombie game based off of, or made from? DayZ was...
Oh, yeah.
What's the actual game?
Arma.
Battlefield. There's other ones, like, military fucking shooters. Remember SOCOM was really about that?
Thank you.
No, thanks.
Come on.
No, I have one. I'm drinking beer now.
Oh,
save him, dude.
Good point.
There's nothing better than a fucking surprise taco. Yeah, a forgotten taco.
I have a taco.
Get away from the taco beast.
Just know it. Oh, I wish. Oh, how I wish.
My cats are true.
All right, should I go first? Should I go first? I played The Order.
We could talk a little gaming news, because you were just talking about...
Let's jump into a segment right now. Yeah. Games!
You interrupted me? So, like, are we doing this?
Yeah, today on this week of fucking games.
Games,
lots of news.
I used to do that. I played...
lots of games played.
Played The Order on easy. Two sittings. And I enjoyed myself. It was pretty cool.
Thanks.
Like, it looks good. It still looks really, really good. I'm going to talk
about
it.
Was that a real reply?
It looks really good.
Thank you. Someone else said
and,
it's okay.
Yeah, and okay. You know what? There's a couple of things that I really liked. It was really great on easy because, like, you never really... If you got into shit, you know, you could get out of it easy enough. You wouldn't have to, like, start the mission over and watch everything again.
I'm so good at games. I just get out of them.
I played it on hard, didn't die once.
I don't die.
Yeah, so I played it on easy. It was cool, like... I feel like I still did a really good job. You know, the enemies were dispersed enough, but it's a fucking cover shooter. Like, I love cover shooters, just like Mass Effect. There's a couple of Windback. There's a couple other really good ones that, like, I'm really into. Tomb Raider is a great cover shooter. So, as soon as I realized that, I'm like, but Division, you get flanked because people, like, it's a cover shooter where they're not constantly flanking you, because I really hate that. Because you'll lock into a fucking... into cover, and then you can't see anything.
Yeah, that was a big problem with the game.
In the Division, in The Order, anyone who's trying to flank you will yell out, like, I'm gonna go in, cover me! And then, like, you know there's a shotgunner coming, so, like...
That was people's issue with the game. It's so fucking, like, scripted. And, like, the environments didn't give you much option to play the game.
The gameplay was not fun.
Sit behind this fucking wall, look at how beautiful it is, use this gun. It's very clear. You have to use that fucking electric gun at that time.
That's the only time it really throws a gun at you, though.
Not really, because, like...
Oh, they throw snipers at you sometimes, and those are really fun parts. And I love the sniper mechanic, where you're undercover, so, like... And the camera's always super, super close with you, which I really liked. So, like, when you come off from over the wall, you can't see where any of the enemies are down there. And you have to, like, get up, look, and then come back down.
Because
you don't want to be exposed too often.
I like the game.
Yeah, and when it's on easy, you're able to, like, get through it quick enough where it doesn't get stale and it doesn't get annoying. So, I mean, I did like it. It's not really my cup of tea. The like, old Irish time period is not, like, the one I like the best.
But I do enjoy that.
But I do like it.
It was, like, fresh enough for me.
Yeah, I like the chick. I like the story about the East India Company and their shipping manifests is part of the big thing. Like, the vampires are trying to get shipped all over the world or something out of Ireland.
Yeah.
So the East India Company starts, like, this rebellion against the vampires who happen to, and the wolves, who happen to be infiltrated the fucking the order. Anyway, it's cool enough for whatever 8 hours it was or something like that.
I think that game for
me. I played in two sittings.
The gameplay was not good.
It was just it was a basic.
No, you're right.
Basic. It was very very basic. Yeah,
it was basic. That's
this is
exactly
one of the
right.
games, one of the only games where I was actually interested in the story, and I kept playing it because one, I bought the game and I had to fucking play it.
Yeah, we were like, that was one of the first games that you got, and we pushed you to play it, and you were like not interested.
Also,
the order you had first.
You're walking around constantly looking for gear and like secrets, and none of them pay off. Like they're so uninteresting, and it's like.
The game's very
you played it and then you hated it, remember? And you were like, I liked it and you were having fun and you were like messaging how great of a time it was and then you like
I always do that.
Very
you probably died.
It was one of the first times that this happened. You like very abruptly like this fucking game sucks. You don't play it again and then like we will continue to play it and you're like, alright, I'll try it.
I do think it was supposed to be more. It was supposed to be more, I think. Like all those different characters. I imagine that
they wanted to make an interactive movie.
That's all it
which
was.
Which is what they did, and it was a
and
good
it was
time
awesome.
Playing through an interactive movie. Yeah. Gameplay sucked.
You know what I did really like?
Was all right.
Was the melee set. Battles. The melee battles mm-hmm. with the Lycans or whatever. Like, there was two, like, kingdoms.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know, Prime, and it was almost like a Dark Souls kind of an experience. Like, yeah, that big thing when I obviously
that first
it was,
fight was
completely
amazing.
Easy. I don't mean to compare it to Dark Souls. I'm just saying, like, it was, like, the easiest version of that.
It was cool.
You just dodge right or left,
yeah,
and then always hit those same buttons. Like, there's no puzzles, there's no gimmicks. Like, it's just, it's so stripped down. It's so stripped down to just like, yeah, hey, this is what next gen graphics look like.
Is it still as pretty as it was?
Yeah, it looks really. Because
there are other other games now that look very very good. Like Ratchet and Clank looks fucking amazing.
It really does.
Like it's kind of crazy.
I don't think any game has come out that has been as known for its graphics since. Right?
I haven't seen it in a while, and I was wondering if it was like
Battlefront.
It was the first game that I saw that blew my mind. No. So
Battlefront
relies so much heavier on gameplay than the Order does.
Oh no, I agree. I will give the Order.
It doesn't look that.
Good. what am I going to give this thing?
Battlefront's
three and a five jib stars.
Actually, it's almost not a three, but yeah, I'll give it a three.
Really?
Come on.
After what you just said, I can't believe...
Out of four, right?
It's funny when you...
Oh my god, if you want to talk about potential, like, there's so much more they could have done, there's so much more they could have added, like, there is lulls in some places, and, it's not
I would
perfect.
Never want to play it twice.
No.
Ever. Like, we were talking about last night, like, going through the trophies and stuff.
Oh yeah, I'm not
and
going to look
ones
for more
like
newspapers.
Collectibles and stuff. Didn't you 100% it?
Yes, I did.
Oh god.
Yeah, it was tough.
Yeah.
I did it.
So you went and replayed?
I played it
that's
twice.
Strictly not for enjoyment, just trophies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I used guides even because I was like, I don't care. I just
oh, man. I can't wait to soak up those Jetpack Joyride trophies.
I heard. Jetpack?
Jetpack Bird.
Jetpack Bird
is on PS4. Jetpack Joyride?
PS4?
What?
Use a touchpad?
No. It's A or X. There's only one button. It's awesome.
How much did you pay for it?
$3.
Man.
And it's a...
why is that on PS4? Does it look good?
It looks kind of... Well, it looks like an up-resed...
They didn't, like, rehaul it to make it, like, 3D rendering or anything?
Dude, it looks retro. It's a fucking phone game. It just looks cartoony.
That's the thing. What other phone game has launched on iPhone?
PBZ did that.
No, that one launched for everything.
No.
All at once.
No way.
Yeah, Peggle.
Peggle was on PC
no game
first.
Has started on
I got
phone
one for you.
And brought over.
Yeah, Angry Birds.
Probably.
Yeah, it is right. I'm correct.
Yeah, that doesn't count, though.
My knowledge is superior.
I can't believe how
I've
much they have marketed that fucking game.
Like, movie's coming out.
Yeah, a movie, all this fucking...
No, here we go. Angry Birds.
Toys. Yeah,
here's,
like,
this is what
it was just
say.
An
Angry
iOS
Angry Birds.
Hey, right?
No, we're talking about something right now. Whatever.
All right, what?
It was good.
You try to make the comparison with Angry Birds.
Angry Birds was out on mobile first, and then went to consoles.
That exact game is not on console.
Okay.
Right, like, the iPhone game, you can't do that. Maybe the IP.
One uses a controller.
No, it's not the same game. They made, like, a 3D fucking adventure game.
What? No. Xbox 360, there was, like, a... Look it up. There was a Angry Birds, like, collection or some shit like that. I don't know. I don't really care.
I'd look it up, but I don't care.
I'd look it up, but I don't care.
Listen, there's been like two games in the history of games that have gone from phone to console, I'm sure.
I didn't like that game as much as everyone else did. Like, I found
Which
it...
Which one?
Jetpack Joyride. Okay. The one you were talking about?
Yeah, what about it?
It was like a huge hit. I didn't really like it that much.
It's worth $3.
It's fun for an iPhone game. You're going to sit on your couch and play Jetpack Joyride.
Yeah, well, on your big screen. Yeah, it's a game for when you're taking your shit.
Yeah, it was $3. I'm not. Fuck you guys. Like it's
$3. You know a game that I've played,
and I really like it. I've been playing it.
Listen to me. There's a game. You guys probably won't like it, but I play a lot of it. It's called Alto. It's free on Android because that's when I had it originally. It's this Alto? Good. Yeah, just listen. It was on Android first when I had my old phone, and it was free, and I liked it so much that when I got this phone, I downloaded it again and paid $3 for it. It's a good game.
How do you spell it?
Alto?
A-L-T-O.
I downloaded a game called Spartan Vanguard or something like that.
It's like a
snowboarding
game, like a continuous thing, like see how far you can get.
Listen in while we all download the game on our mobile devices.
And I'll explain to you what the game is about. So it just starts in and like you go down and... you're like a llama farmer or something.
You're talking me out of it.
Listen, they run down the hill and you collect llamas as you go and they give you points, which is almost nothing to do with the game.
Is it also an adventure?
It's funny, yeah.
I just powered off my phone, I'm sorry.
I'm telling you. No, it's like snowboarding. You hold your thumb and he like flips and there's like cables to grind down and like ramps to jump and then you eventually like pass these elders and they chase you.
Remember we keep telling CJ that he's clumsy and he doesn't believe us?
What?
You just got to go as long as you can, as far as you can. But there are levels and challenges
for each level. We've been trying to subtly
and then,
suggest.
Like, with every 10 levels, you get a new character that has, like, a different ability. Like, one will flip faster. One will, like, when you hit the ground, if
is
you
a llama?
The trick. Yeah. I'm
going to play
it. It's fun. You aren't going to play it.
Of course I will.
Chad isn't sold.
I don't play
it's
games.
It's installing on my phone right now.
Oh, look, I can just play.
I never play phone games anymore.
How do you not play phone games?
Never.
Ever.
Only game I ever played? Who's your Fallout Shelter.
And how much did you play it?
60, 70 hours.
Yeah. So settle down.
It's so good.
Okay, that was a point for me. It didn't go your way.
60, 70 hours?
There are some good games, man. I can't believe you haven't played Plants vs. Zombies.
This game's dope. So it's just simple. It's just simple and it's fun.
This guy ants all my fucking games. Shadow Complex is good and so is PBZ.
I did not ant Shadow Complex.
Didn't Shadow Complex come out for PS4?
I bought Shadow Complex.
Did it? Is it out for PS4?
It's out for PS4. I own it.
I'm buying it tonight.
This game is dope.
It's either out now or tomorrow.
That's it. It just starts.
Nice.
See, and you just go down.
I've seen mobile games before, man.
No, this game's dope.
This is exactly...
This is that game that Doug played.
Yeah.
Doug didn't
Flappy
play
Bird.
This.
Yeah,
where's the one that Doug played that was...
This is Flappy Bird. Oh, the one where you shoot down? Doug can tell me about that one. It's
like
awesome.
Like an Escher painting? You know, it's like the puzzles.
Oh,
the
Monument Valley.
You just Monument go, and then Valley. You can like grind and you get chased and shit. It's fun.
No.
It's a good game.
See, I'd play that.
Yeah, that just sounds
like
good.
That. I downloaded that game.
Because you guys hate on it all.
I downloaded it. I told you I'd play it.
Phone games are kind of like the anti-console. Like they're...
Dude, it's when I'm on break.
That's why Nintendo's doubling down
on
it.
There's nobody in the room and I'm bored. And then I end up playing longer than I expected because it's fun.
Why not read an article that can like improve yourself?
TJ, what game did you play, man?
Because I don't give a fuck, man. I work in a factory. Right, I'm a pretty simple guy.
Okay.
Why don't I read an article and try and learn something? Fuck that shit.
I'm going to play Alto. You leave me alone.
Pretty much.
Let's talk. What else y'all nigga play this week?
You hated Quantum Break.
I didn't hate it. I just, like I said,
sorry.
Can't get into it.
Is he dead?
That must have hurt.
I'm all right.
I didn't know.
I almost spit the beer out, though.
You know what's weird is the last time I played it, I really enjoyed playing it.
Yeah.
I had a good time. It was the part, Quantum Break, if you guys were paying any attention.
I was laughing.
Sorry.
It's a lot like The Order, actually. Just like, they don't...
No, you're talking me into it.
The gameplay is...
It's 3 out of 5.
Subpar. Yeah. No, it's...
I wouldn't even say subpar.
Really good storytelling. Really good storytelling.
I don't care about... Or
I'm interested in the story.
I'm interested enough, and I mean, the acting's not terrible.
Is Desmond in it?
No.
That'd be nice.
You know what?
Charlie is in it.
Feel like
yeah,
I
Charlie's
played
in
that game.
The black guy's in it.
Oh, yeah.
What else? What was he? He was like Locke's correspondent.
Did you beat it?
And Lost.
No, not even close.
Okay, what was the last part you did? Because the last part
bad,
I did
right?
was do you know when the ship gets pushed and you're like going through like it's like one of those time trap things. You didn't do this yet?
I don't think so.
Tell me it's bad.
It's a huge set piece. Like
it's not bad.
This fucking entire ship like falls on you. Like, that's being
dude,
like...
You play a game like this and I'm like impressed. Like fucking this is the state of games these days. It's good.
I'm further than you there.
It's just
surprising.
It's yeah, it's not gameplay heavy. But it's feel a like really a, cool story.
Does it feel like... Cool.
And it's deep. Like, you can, like, keep reading, like, and pick up stuff where you cannot
it's find not, the backstory. It's not hard either. Like, did you play Alan? You're overpowered.
A couple hey, guns. Does it feel yeah. like Infamous again, but in all the right ways? Like, no, oh, it's new no, again? The no. powers look cool?
Infamous no. is way heavy on the gameplay.
I mean, I'm saying in, so a, in a good way.
No,
it's no.
not. Oh, so
it's different. Infamous, Infamous had, like, being able to go up high and just... It was just a better game.
Infamous.
They have like really, they have really cool powers that they execute really badly in Quantum Break.
Are they all combat based?
They're all time based. Yeah, they're combat based. Sure.
Yeah. See, Infamous. It's like your some your of okay, traversing actually. Became easier cool. and cooler.
Everything you do is really cool. Cool.
You like you fly around through Seattle real fast, and you feel it powerful.
I want to take a this. You're running around real quick on that game.
Which game?
Infamous.
Infamous okay. or Quantum Break?
Infamous. It was the probably the last game that I 100%ed. And after I was done, like, I just kept playing it because I was like, I want to do other stuff. Like, why is there not more content?
I'm telling you, the next Infamous game is, like, one of my most highly anticipated games.
Fuck, man. That game's amazing.
First Light, those arena horde mode things, I will never, I would never, ever touch that in any other game. Like, if it had any other style or property, like, it's just Call of Duty, no thanks. Even Mass Effect, no thanks.
Mass Effect multiplayer was awesome.
Yeah, it was
really
awesome. Really fun. I loved it. The only reason I stopped playing is because I lost my people to play with.
Yeah.
I played with Fauno really late.
I played with Fauno sometimes, too.
I don't know if anyone knows this, card but chase. I'm so excited for
trying to get new shit. Oh
my god, Mass Effect. I don't know if anyone knows.
I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm really excited for more Mass Effect. I would play all three again if I had them. If I just had them.
Here's my worry.
I don't have them.
Really?
Here's my worry about PC. Mass Effect.
I don't have a... Is it out on PS4 is what I'm saying. Like, you know what I mean?
Is it not on PS Now?
I think it might
be. Oh, yeah, now it is. Pay for them.
I think it might not be as good.
What?
I got the 360 version.
Andromeda?
You have number one.
Just give me the best game ever made.
Yeah.
I honestly think that you guys...
It's the first next-gen game.
...are big time overhyping this.
No way.
You're okay. stupid.
One no was a way. Good game. One was a cool game.
Dude, I was thinking about it last night. How much...
Two was
how
awesome. How
fucking good Mass Effect 2 is.
Three was not...
No, three was amazing too. No. It was amazing too.
Gameplay was great.
The story had a lot to live up to, and what do you do with that?
Okay, listen, the gameplay now... Their shtick, like the way that it feels to feel like Mass Effect, I feel like is over. I think it's like gonna feel like an old game now. So I don't think the shooting will be as good. I know, but it still has to feel like Mass Effect.
Have you seen the Mako?
I feel like Mass Effect games have felt different. I just think
because three was bleh. I didn't like it. I didn't like the way it ended.
Okay, the reason I was thinking
brand new story, brand new.
I just think it might not be as good as you guys think it is. And if I'm wrong, I win. Right, I win.
The first next-gen game to come up.
Why do you say that?
Because it's going to be...
Do you remember?
This is what
games should be. Oh, because it's Mass Effect, and I really like it.
No, it's going to be... This is what games should be.
Hey.
It's going to be, like...
What's giving you this idea?
Hype?
Hey, whether it was like if you let Rex die, then it was just like Blex who showed up in the next game.
Yeah,
fine. Flex. You know what? Like, Blex. Okay, they couldn't pull off a fucking miracle at the end of the third game. Yeah, they kind of had to make it like the first one because those people probably still exist.
Blex,
you know what I'm saying? Blex is there if Rex died, but no game has even tried to do that ever since, like over three games. And I was just like, I'm like, man. It was so much fun to talk about that because little different things. And that's why 3 was so good, is because that's when the stories would really, really break off because they were all ending.
Well,
I'm sad that Miranda wasn't in it.
Nothing changed. Everyone had the same experience.
I can't wait to know more about the Reapers. We know nothing about the Reapers.
It just might not be as good as
you. And we've gone through three games.
Mass Effect 1 and 2 were amazing.
3 was still good. I played 3.
I played 3 because I had to beat it. And I wanted to know. And, like, they brought that samurai dude in. It's like, oh, man.
3's great, man. Play, you know what you should do?
You're still game.
Because,
I'm fucking freezing. I don't understand.
Because...
I'm cold, too.
Hold on. I got a thought. Because, 3 is the one where you really can break off, the Paragon and Renegade are much more polarized than they are in any other game. So, like... Sorry. If you're Paragon or Renegade in the second one, pretty much the same people live or the same people die. Like, you can go back and forth, and it has to kind of wrap itself up. But in the third one, it's wide open. So, like, going Paragon or going Renegade in the third one really matters, except for the very end.
TJ put it over there, man.
You know what I mean? Everyone talks about how, like, the ending was a letdown because they didn't like the final fucking scene, but the whole game is an end.
I still don't think that
Game's
it was as fun. It wasn't as fun as 2, obviously.
Game's up! You don't know
Okay, well, that's a little unfair.
No, it didn't suck.
It didn't suck, but it wasn't as good as 2.
You know what?
And I'm just worried that they're going to continue the downward spiral.
Everyone loved... You always say that shit. Everyone loved
Mirror's
Miranda.
Edge, I'm fucking right. That game looks like my ass. It
looks so good.
Whoa! You're
fucked. It looks exactly the same, good. And it's just like, I can't even deal with
Are
it.
Are you
with
kidding?
It.
You're kidding.
No, I think it looks bad.
Look at a comparison.
You're nuts.
It looks good.
First of all, Mirror's Edge 1 looks like shit in comparison. Like...
Mirror's Edge 2 is...
It was all white amazing. And gray.
I fucking hate it.
Did you see, like... It's got a fucking...
Dan, can you admit that you have a problem assuming a character that you cannot connect with?
No. Absolutely not.
Admit that.
No.
Admit
it. No.
Admit it.
There's no way.
Admit it.
Admit it.
I'm trying to...
Chad!
I'm trying to think of another game
no,
where I...
It.
No.
Which characters are your favorite?
I don't even know.
The most Dan-like characters.
Yeah. Nathan Drake, maybe.
No.
Have you ever played as a female character when you had the choice?
Are you fucking kidding me?
When you had the choice?
No. Yes. Yeah, I have, actually, in Warcraft, once. Just because I had so many guys.
The last
characters.
Thing I heard when I walked in was Dan saying Mirror's Edge's ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it looks good.
Get out.
We're trying to get him to admit
get out.
That he thinks this game's going to suck because he doesn't want to play as a Japanese, Chinese, or Asian woman.
That's not true at all.
And it's not because of the race. It's because of the gender.
Honestly, it's not even her. I feel like, again, it looks like very simple, basic gameplay.
Have you seen
like,
the hook shot?
No, but I
like
mean...
Like fucking Spider-Man through the sky?
How fun will that
this
be?
Dynamic
I
day night calendar.
Like, the combos you're going to pull off are going to feel very rewarding.
Oh, yeah.
Like, long...
Speed
like,
runs and
speed
shit,
runs
too?
Full, like, 100%, like, everything is connected all the way to the end.
Guys,
it's a 3D fucking bit trip runner.
It's like
dynamic.
Tony Hawk from back in the day.
Listen, dynamic day and night, right? So the story's always happening, ongoing and stuff like that. But like, it could be nighttime when you infiltrate this place or not, right?
Is that true?
Which is really cool. I think so.
Get off me.
I think so.
It's not true. First of all,
it is true.
It'll be the first next gen game.
I fucking hate talking to you.
What's everyone thinking of
the Nintendo?
Let's
talk about the next first
the Nintendo
next gen
news.
Game.
Yeah, Zelda. Zelda Wii U for NX. Oh, that's probably God. What it's going to be called.
Zelda Wii U for NX.
That's probably what it's going to be fucking called.
I didn't want to talk about it. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts again for no apparent reason.
Is this about Nintendo?
Yeah. I've been listening to fucking podcasts and that's all I've been hearing lately is just NX, NX. I'm so tired of it. Who fucking cares? Nintendo's stupid.
2017.
Yep.
What? Right. Why do you think they're avoiding Christmas?
And here's the problem.
They just can't make it in time.
This console will still not be as powerful as a PS4.
PS4K? Hell no.
PS4. Maybe not even PS3. It will not...
Early rumors
what?
Say that it's a little bit more powerful than... PS4 and Xbox One.
Nope.
They are still rumors.
Uh-uh.
Hey, that's, what do you think PS4
every single
K
time
is?
They make a fucking console,
this.
They say that. No.
We gotta talk about this.
We gotta talk about Nintendo.
Nintendo sucks.
Dan well, said his piece.
We're out?
No, we can all
well,
talk.
I think it's weird that, I guess it is what it is. They're delaying
wait
Zelda
till,
and
wait till
fucking Wii
Christmas
and
2017.
And, well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with launching earlier.
Here's the thing. They just don't give a shit about
because they'll have a big
how
game
things
in
are done.
They'll have a big game in December 2017.
Western.
December?
They just do whatever the fuck they
well,
want.
Well, winter, right? They'll
it's never right.
But it launches February.
Well, I know. But when Christmas comes around, they'll have a Mario game or something.
And, nothing's coming
and
out
everyone...
for Wii U.
No. 2017. That's what I'm saying. NX is going to be fine in March because they'll have a game that they can bundle their console with for Christmas.
February 2017 is when it launches.
Yeah.
Also, you're talking December, they're going to have a...
Yeah, so they'll have a launch and then enough time to have another game. But, what do you think PS4K is?
It's an upgraded system.
Well, here's what I know. Every game that comes out for PS4 or PS4K has to be the exact same. And you have the option to click on the high res or not. So... Any of the processing power
is not the exact same.
No, it is.
The game has to run on both consoles.
So then
they can have better graphics.
You can turn up the slider.
Yeah, but you buy one game and you get...
Yeah, and you get the option to play it on the better mode. Well...
No, resolution is not going to affect the game that much.
All it is a slider. No, not just resolution. They have to build it to run on the PS4 native hardware. So anything that they do, like, will not be anything more than a slider.
For Sony's better lighting, already said that they might not, like, even ship a PlayStation 5. So this is going to be a better console. Like, they're just going to keep doing incremental upgrades, probably.
But there'll never be a game that you buy, well, maybe in, like, 5 years or something. But here's what I think, and I've said this on the boards, or whatever they are, on Messenger. It's just a 4K version of PS4. So, like, whatever you need to run a like higher-end graphics, that's the improvements that you get. So you can turn on 4K.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, I think that's cool. And they're going to want to bundle this with TVs so that Sony can sell more 4K TVs. It's just like, fuck, we didn't have a 4K Blu-ray player in this thing. And we expect this to be on the market for the next 5 years at least. Like, let's get this thing 4K ready now. 4K
Blu-rays, I don't think, are going to have the same push as Blu-rays do.
Honestly. I don't know. It's so close to... Like, it's. We do have some time before...
Physical format is going out, especially for movies.
But we have a lot of time before the bandwidth and the processing can catch up to stream 4K. And once that catches up...
That's happening right now. I do it every day.
In Canada, maybe.
You stream 4K.
Yeah.
Google.
Movies.
Yeah. Netflix.
Dude, Google is installing gigabit internet.
So...
How good does it look?
Gigabit. It looks great.
But, you know what?
It's like, never really going to be... It's really good on close-ups.
Okay,
like,
but...
That food show or whatever. But like, they do close-ups on, like, wine and stuff and food. And it's just like, holy fuck! Like, every little thing.
But nothing beats, nothing beats physical media, though. You know what I mean?
Planet Earth. If they come up with Planet Earth...
Come on, they can't just re-release that every fucking 10 years.
Not re-release, like film a new one? Earth, but with 4K cameras.
Here's what I think.
That is what sells the fucking
4K. So if I'm streaming, like, Blu-ray quality, or, like, the best Netflix can offer me in my home, right? Like, it's their HD, and then I get a Blu-ray of that same movie, the Blu-ray looks better.
Yeah.
So I think we need to be at the point where the streaming has to be as good as the physical, and then there will not be another physical media.
Like, the 4K movies look better than Blu-ray.
Oh, I know, but...
Like, through streaming.
The 4K presentation from a disc will always look better than streaming because of the streaming. The streaming can't process it.
You haven't seen 4K discs, so...
Well, I'm using Blu-ray as an example. HD versus Blu-ray. But anyway, yeah, eventually we'll catch up and there won't be another format.
It's here.
I don't even know how we got that.
I don't understand, because none of my shit that I watch on Netflix looks as good as a Blu-ray.
That's what I'm saying.
Not even close.
Even though it streams in HD.
Even streaming HD Game of Thrones off of my cable box does not look as good as Blu-ray. You know how much
a fucking... Like, they have to compress it, right? Down to... Like, a Blu-ray movie is 50 gigs. If you go on torrent sites, you're downloading a 50 gigabyte file of, like, a Blu-ray rip. But you never do that. You just buy you download the HD one.
It's not 50. If you get a 1080p, like 10 gigabyte version or something,
it looks fucking good.
It is really good.
Yeah, but you'd never be able to stream that.
Exactly.
You're downloading it.
No, I agree.
That's my point.
The 4K.
You could, it's just Netflix won't do it.
That's what he's saying, but he's saying he streams Netflix and it's 4K.
The streaming Netflix in 4K requires at least 25 megabits per second. At least. So you're watching a 2-hour movie, it takes up like 20 gigs or something like that. It's huge.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I mean, so yeah, I think PS4K is, they want to have a... it will look slightly better, just like going to PC. You know, you can up the sliders a little bit. And everything that these it's companies just use PC to...
comparison videos on IGN now.
No, it'll be a couple months, and then everyone will realize, okay, it just plays them in 4K.
Yeah,
basically. Because it has to process four times as much. You said it was four times. I said it was two times. We never actually looked that up.
Four times.
We'll table that. It's a theoretical discussion, right? Like, is 4K twice as big because you're taking the same image and giving it 200%? Or is it four times as big because now there's four times as much screen that you're seeing?
It's probably
400%.
It can't be.
Surface area. Two-dimensional surface. No, like,
there's four times the amount of pixels that there is in a 1080p image. Yep.
4,000.
So it's 400 times better, right? 400%, sorry.
400%. Yeah, I would agree.
Google it.
Okay. All right, that's fine. You win. I'm happy to bow out. I like the...
Every time you double the... remember there being a like $60 bet. Going to...
I don't think so. I don't think so. Like no, but you... It's taking double the size of the image. Double the length, double the height.
The diagonal. Was it
whiskey? No. Thanks.
Yeah. Right? Yes. But that's... Are we listening? You're doubling two dimensions.
No, I know. So that makes it four. Yeah, that makes it four. I got it. Yeah. So...
I want you to get wasted.
I'm not getting wasted. I'm jibbed.
Drink, have one drop of alcohol. So that way you cannot
just
say.
Just sleep over.
I'm not sleeping over.
Spend fucking time with TJ.
Sleeping over. I'm staying till the night is over.
No. 3 a.m. Night's over at 6:30 in the morning.
It's Friday night.
Let's play Star Fox.
Well.
Let's play Star Fox.
Let's talk twice. Star Fox.
Oh, yeah, I want to hear about Star Fox. Yeah,
zero. My kid loves it.
I want to hear TJ's take.
Does he just play the first level, like, over and over again?
He plays training.
I want to play training.
He plays Star Fox Guard now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I haven't plugged it in yet.
My kid knows numbers.
Do you know how much fun he's probably having?
He, like, all seriously. Day long, just like, I want to play games. Then he comes back, I want to play games. Like, oh, it's
I've
so
heard
good.
That video games are really bad for, like, kids.
What?
No, man, coordination and shit like
no, this. I mean, no. I mean,
I'm retarded.
I mean, the kids get hooked on the gaming shit, like, big time.
I'm quickly getting worried about
that. I have three examples
it's,
now.
It's Desmond, the same with tablets.
Yeah, I guess it'd be the same
phones.
With
guys,
all night long.
Do you know if you're not teaching your kids to learn to code, then they're not going to do well.
Oh,
code?
Really?
Yeah.
Program?
What?
Code. It's like this new thing. If you go and like download Learn to Code, all these like apps are for kindergarten kids to grade one. Yeah. It's like Cody the Dinosaur, and they're like, learn to code with Cody. This is the new tool. People won't use tools other than these tools.
Are you kidding me?
They're still going to be house builders.
They're still going to be...
blue-collar workers.
Yeah.
Code.
Mike Rowe just had an awesome video.
Fuck yeah, man!
It? Yeah. That guy's
was that
amazing.
Hot under the blue collar?
I'm not saying only code. Don't plug them into the Matrix.
Was
like,
him sitting
let
at
learn
like,
code.
A, like a board meeting?
I seen one where he was just talking about like school debt and shit.
Oh, I just watched one. Like it was just... It must have been trending.
This is Mike Holmes that's doing this?
No, Rowe.
Mike Rowe.
From
Dirty Jobs.
Oh.
Guy's amazing.
He's just reading a script, man. He's a voiceover actor.
Bullshit.
He's
a smart guy?
He's a real dude.
Dude, on I think it was on Chive.
Well,
on Chive,
all
on
I know
Great
is
Health.
That
either way,
he was
I'll
part of
show
a
you
slanderous
video.
Campaign, a slanderous marketing campaign against Honda, and that's just childish fucking logic.
Was he?
Yeah, he was like, you want a real car? Buy a Ford, not that Japanese shit.
You're wrong.
No, watch the
commercial. Oh, no, because he's a real man. Like,
that was
a real American
so
man. Pay him
he's sold right out,
want.
Man, to say buy Ford trucks. And I'm saying if you're a smart guy,
he probably drives
you
a fucking
that.
Ford truck. And they gave him like $8 million.
No, but these campaigns were like, talk shit about the competitor. And I just think that's
you can't
childish.
Everybody does that.
McDonald's doesn't.
Sprint could suck my dick. They're not even good. That's like every fucking cell phone
McDonald's
commercial I see now.
Don says,
and those don't even start with cell phone companies like they're going to exist the next 10 years.
Don's doesn't need to chirp anybody
because
fucking
they're the best.
Don's.
Yeah. Ford goes out and makes commercials about chirping because they're not the best.
They're more competitive than the fast food market.
Every company has called out another one.
Yeah. Do I think that's true?
But Mike Rowe doesn't need to involve himself with that kind of childish bullshit.
Why is it childish?
It's not childish. You should buy American.
Slanderous.
That's what he's saying.
Then
American,
he should say that. Not like,
you want to keep our... They know what they're talking about.
Yeah, but
he's
then
talking
you should
all
say
the
like,
blue-collar
hey,
fucking...
This is America.
Dude, Donald Trump!
Built America.
Exactly. There's so many
then
of them.
That's what they should be promoting. If it's Buy American, then promote Buy American. Don't promote none of that bullshit that you
this
guys drive.
America. The fucking rain.
I drive a Dodge
good
truck,
glory.
Okay? I'm not some fucking stupid kid. I'm just saying. Give credit where credit's due. If your motor's not as good, don't talk shit about the competitor. Make a better motor. Trying to do, which they have done in a long time.
They're all fine.
I want to tell you one thing, guys.
It's just preference and rednecks.
I am going to buy an electric car after this fucking truck.
No, you're not.
I will.
He's
why?
Doing it.
You're not. Why?
I am. I'll
There's
tell
no
you
reason to.
It will fit.
Because I need to be. I need to be the person that I want my kids to be, and I have to. Be I have to live in the world that
Focus
I want to grow up in.
I honestly feel like you get
oh,
one idea, you
yeah.
get an idea,
I,
a lot. And you just
I believe
know.
In the environment, but man,
yeah,
like
it's a lot
cars
of shit.
Is fucking, you got to be doing a lot of shit before you hit the electric car level.
Yeah,
did you have you looked into this? Have you looked into it, or is this just an idea?
Looked into what?
Pricing,
fossil fuels, and the damage they do. This I don't care what it
oh,
costs.
Fossil fuels.
What if it's
even if it costs the same?
It's the right thing to do.
Do you know
it's
twice as much?
Do you know a Chevy Volt?
So much.
And you 100 miles.
What's it's not cheaper to buy.
The cars are so expensive.
I don't want it to be cheaper. I don't care. No, they're not. I'll buy the Tesla fucking 3. It's $30,000
in the States.
Starting.
But I'm talking about in like starting. 5 years.
Do I see?
5 years.
It's still a $60,000. My car?
Yeah.
After taxes and everything, it was $29,000 and it's a fucking piece of shit.
Ford.
No, it's just a fucking, it's essentially a Cavalier. It's what Cruise is.
Dude, we'd all like to buy electric cars.
Yeah, but it's coming. The truck's going to be fine for a little while.
I would love to drive a Tesla. Fuck, man.
The truck's going to be around for a little while. I'm just saying.
It's $30,000 starting price in the States. You're looking at easily $60,000.
I'll buy a used one in 5 years.
No, you won't. Because that's the idea. If you're buying this fucking sweet electric car.
Actually, maybe I will buy a new one. Don't talk about price. I'm buying an electric car. It's the right thing to do, man. And there's a lot of other things we should be changing about this goddamn world.
You know what?
Ride your fucking bike.
It's weird how you get that way when you get old, eh?
Yeah,
I'm caring about that shit.
I told my boss, I'm like, oh, I'm turning into kind of a hippie now. Like, the children are our future.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're just getting old. And I was like, maybe I am.
How am I still maturing at age 30?
I started seeing that in kids. Like, they don't care. They don't care about the future. Kids. Anybody under 25?
Of course they don't. I'm just hearing about the future now. Dude, my neighbor across the street, one fucking bag of garbage a week. I look at that and I go like, how is that possible?
Yeah.
And it blows my mind. I'm like, okay, he doesn't have kids. Maybe it's just a giant recycle bin. And he just
How many do you have?
When I'm like two fucking cans full of
Even recycling is like kind of not even working.
We're
like,
we
should all be composting our food and stuff like that. Because like if it gets piled into a mountain of garbage, whatever's down there soil, and baby. The fucking the air that can't evaporate, it ferments and creates methane. And that's one of the most deteriorating, like, fucking gases on this earth. It deteriorates our ozone layer. So, like, recycling and garbage is not working. I'm telling you, Futurama, they just shoot it into space. Just get it out of here, man. Like, what the fuck?
You have a finite amount of resources on this planet. You can't just... You gotta recycle. Everything has to be recycled.
That's a good point.
Have you heard about
Why
new...
Why not just fill rockets with garbage? Like, big fucking rockets.
You run out of shit on the planet eventually.
Yeah, I guess.
You have to... Everything has to be recycled.
Everything comes from
nature
something.
Naturally recycles everything it does.
No.
Think about rain. Yes.
No, because I can take a seed, I can take one tomato and grow 10 with it.
Yeah, and then eventually it dies, it becomes soil, and it fertilizes. Everything is in cycle. This planet would not survive.
If I shot plastic into the sky... By the way, plastic is biodegradable now. Have you heard about this? They invented a fungus that attaches onto the plastic, eats it, and then that fungus is biodegradable.
Are you sure?
Great.
Yeah.
Until it takes over the world.
You know how expensive that is? Seriously, do you know how expensive that plastic must be?
What do you mean? What plastic? The plastic that's biodegradable? Yeah. No. This is regular plastic.
Regular plastic?
This thing
I thought you were saying they've created a new plastic that is...
So is the beast, where do they plug the beast into?
It's just a fungus.
Feed it into the earth and then it just... Oh.
No, they take plastic.
In the water system?
They take plastic that's been exposed to UV rays and then they have these little pods made of like...
Where do they get
like
the beast though? How do you get the beast?
Plastic
to
is
eat
the beast.
The plastic out
no,
the,
they invented
the
beast. It's like a little embryo. It's a little tiny animal.
So
little
they
tiny
have to apply
animal,
the beast
and they
to
drop
the
it onto it and it goes...
So how do they eat?
And then that thing is biodegradable. It dies, you put it on the ground and it goes away. It's edible. At the end of it. Like, for fucking fungus and other plants.
So
and
how
grass.
Do they spread
Where
the
beast? Fuck did you hear this?
How do they spread the beast?
Spread what beast? In a lab. They're not just going to sprinkle a fairy dust over the planet and all plastic will go away.
Well, yeah.
But, I mean, that's
How's
a good
How's
it going
to help the plastic in the field back here? I'm going to have to go there and apply the beast to it?
Yeah. There are so many places in the ocean that
I
are
think
just
you're wrong.
Islands of plastic.
How do you release the beast?
Of Texas.
How do you release the beast proves this all wrong? There'd be no point to it. How do you release?
It's not just a switch.
Release it to the wild to make all plastic deteriorate.
Exactly.
Or like an animal. That
it has to be
plastic. They're worried about future.
That's what I'm saying, and he's saying no.
A beast that just goes around eating plastic. That's his whole role in the world.
This
beast
is in the plastic. All new plastic.
No.
It can't be old plastic because the beast has no way to get to the old plastic at
exactly.
the bottom of the
they
ocean. How does the beast get there unless it's released into the ozone?
They have to distribute the beast. The
what are you talking about? The beast?
He's not saying that.
It's
how
a
do you
drop? And the drop forms a fungus that
okay, but
eats
sweet,
up the
I can make this one.
How
thing?
Do you distribute the beast to oh kill my. Plastic in the world?
In the wild,
you collect plastic. The plastic and bring it to the beast lair. Obviously, the fucking lab.
You still got to bring it, so it's recycling.
It's for recycling.
The beast.
But now plastic is gone.
The beast is going to eat the fucking plastic?
Chad and I are thinking it. You release the beast into the wild, and all of the plastic that is in the garbage in the field.
It flies, obviously.
It becomes
degrades. They put it in the water system like fucking Dreamcatcher. Or like
imagine you saw it.
Getting a Prometheus.
It'd be like seeing a Google car, eh?
Release the beast in the.
Oh, it's the beast that's running down the road. Just grabbing plastic.
I'm actually dying.
You alright, buddy?
I have water coming out my nose.
I thought it was a serious one. I'm actually dying.
No, seriously, I'm dead.
Guys, I'm dead.
No, I had fucking water coming out my nose.
Are we still talking about Mass Effect? Is that what happened there?
We're talking about the environment.
Call it release the beast.
This is going to be the best episode we've ever had. It's just nothing to do with...
So, okay, let's get back to electric cars. If the bare minimum, the entry price is $60,000 to get into an electric car, are you still going to buy an electric car?
By the time I need to buy a new car... There already is, by the way.
If
but there will
it's
60 be
60 grand.
No.
Do you know the Chevy Volt? Have you seen them around?
No.
There's not a lot of them.
They're pretty hot.
They're ugly.
I like
pretty that.
They're ugly. They have a weird back end. They're really ugly. Okay, fine. I think they're ugly.
I'll buy a Tesla.
Do you know how much that car costs? Start?
85.
No way high. It's like 55, 60.
I know that the Honda electric car is more money than the Fit. I know that much. I think the Fit is actually more fuel economic as well, which is strange.
I'm buying a VW and VW only. They're coming back with that old Chinese man van,
but
fully electric. That's the hippie mobile. My goodness.
Which one?
You know, the
VW?
The old,
like the fucking...
The Timbit or Twinkie, whatever it is.
The most Volkswagens can run on, vegetable oil, eh?
Yeah, Hurley's fucking the Volkswagen, yeah.
You're going to buy that.
The V-dubs.
I would love that thing.
I would love you to have
fucking
it.
Shaggy driving around in that. It's what I've always become.
You know what? I'm very excited to meet the 40-year-old versions of all of you.
I think I'm going to be the same person.
I'll have a worse hunch in my back. My fucking knee will be replaced.
Maybe every house gets its own beast. Did you ever think of that? Feed it to the beast.
Mail the beast. Mail the beast out. Like, have a place. It's a compost. You put the compost in the backyard. You put the beast.
No, like a beast sign. Like, over here, beast.
Beast feast. Yeah. You got a compost in your beast feast.
I promise you.
Call it the Beast Feast.
I promise you,
if we had an unlimited amount of money, we could make an organism. We could make an animal that eats only plastic and then dies.
What?
And then dies.
What the hell is the big deal?
Plastic. It doesn't just disappear. You gotta convert it into something.
The animal dies.
All right, fine.
And then
it
turn
into
shoot
dirt?
The animal
so
into
does
space.
It turn into dirt or is it like a piece
the
of
it turns into the things that make
plastic.
Just like as all the animals at once, like after 10 years. They're just into space.
Years of plastic
pour down on the earth.
Ship the garbage to space.
Everything space. Has to be recycled, or you're gonna run out.
You know how they?
So
that's so wrong.
Yes, no. It's not.
There is a finite amount of resources.
I guess there's a finite amount of particles on this fucking planet.
The only
you
thing
can't
that's
ship
ever
it out
getting
for a
here
million years
is meteors. So stuff from. In space.
Well, the amount of
particles
we're
gonna harvest. We're gonna harvest new shit. We're gonna make new plastic from the fucking meteors in outer space. Humans have been living on the
surface. New plastic.
Yeah. If you ship plastic in the outer space, plastic came from some kind of resource on this earth, right?
Plastic's, what's the word I'm looking for? Synthetic?
Doesn't matter. It's still made from material that is organic at some point.
You're
yeah,
they
no,
they're make it from
organically found on
yeah,
earth.
It's made space. By mixing certain molecules together.
Yeah, those molecules are found on earth.
They're not fabric.
I mean, it would take millions and millions and millions of years to even notice a difference from shipping your garbage, I would think.
Into space? No. Yeah. You're never going to notice that. Even if it is a problem,
why
it's
would
not
you
as
notice?
Bad
like,
as keeping it here.
You're implying that nothing is made from nothing. I understand.
Yeah. Everything is recycled.
That's not true. The sun's light replenishes and creates 5 tomatoes out of 1.
Yeah, but Joe has a point.
You think light creates matter?
The sun created everything.
No, the sun turns soil.
It's not just light. It's the energy from the sun.
Into plants.
It's true.
But it doesn't create everything. Matter
that,
is not created.
That tomato
matter
needs
is
to
never
take water
created
from something else
nor destroyed. No, sorry. Energy is never created or destroyed.
But
it's only transferred.
If you have just...
What about
if you have no water... And
so every time we send
soil,
something into space, the earth just shrinks a tiny bit?
Even in the Big Bang,
that's
every piece
blind,
of matter
no
that
way.
Ever...
We create so much.
There's no way
what about every
that would ever matter.
In millions of years.
Oh, no.
Millions and millions thousands. And millions.
Never.
The human race needs to survive millions of years. It's been around thousands of years.
Dude, we're not going to last another...
We've been around this
100,000 years at this rate.
I can assure you this. The world years will be from fine. Now, it'll be over anyways.
In we 1 will, billion
they'll
years,
have already solved it.
We will
by have shipping sun, all the plastic will away.
Just rocked the or glassed this planet.
And then
oh, we're mission. Talking about a billion years from
now?
The
sun
years.
Has 5 okay. billion years left.
I'm worried about the human race, not the planet Earth. Earth is going to be just fine.
It's 5 billion years old, and it's got 5 billion... This is what scientists say.
All Earth wants to be
we're
is
50%?
A rock.
Yeah.
Shit.
Think about that equation, how they but come up with
that
equation.
Predated Earth.
To know the age of the fucking sun.
Give or
compared
take
to, like, okay,
3 billion
regular
years.
Suns that we've witnessed over here. We know the fucking Big Bang or whatever is this... Like, the universe is 13.4 or whatever.
Yeah.
Billion years old.
You know what that takes?
How do you fucking figure that out?
It takes generations of collaboration. Work and learn as much as you can so the next people can use that knowledge and keep going. Keep the fucking torch.
Survival of the fittest, boys. Like you guys were...
Listen.
Like we were racially saying.
The human race wants to survive
I'm
for infinity.
So
even if that
right
means traveling
that.
To
yeah.
other galaxies, other stars within our current galaxy and then outside the galaxy. So we need to be... aware of the finite universe that we live in.
By the time that becomes a problem, we will have gone.
That is
away.
Stuff of science
you
fiction.
Can't say
absolutely.
You think?
But we are going to.
The
like,
theory is real.
The world's
we
plastic.
Are going to ruin the resources that we have. Like we're already like gas is a fucking like commodity. And
that's why you should buy an electric car.
The fucking ozone has holes in it, massive holes that just.
Yeah, if we keep
taking intense radiation from the sun, it's melting. The ice to the on the planet to the
we're running
where,
out
like,
of fossil
the
fuels.
Tides are really gonna fuck everything up. Yeah, it's bad. We gotta turn it around.
That's why electric is the way to go. But
thank you.
Until the price of entry is
you gotta
at
be
all
an early
like,
electric
you,
has
have
a cost
any,
too. But
don't get me wrong.
Renewable.
I don't hate
I
on
electric. Drive electric
I don't
car.
Hate on electric cars. I'm just saying the reason you're not gonna get one is
okay.
just the fact of the price.
Let's use another example.
It's noble.
I would love it. I would love to have my own garden with fruits and vegetables. You know, I don't want to have. I don't want to eat vegetables that I can grow in my backyard. From I don't want to go to the grocery store and get those. There's another thing. Is there any problem there? I'm just saying, like, create the world you want your kids to live in.
No, that's fine. Grow your garden.
Yeah, I'm all about that. It's just I like electric car is a huge.
We're doing
step.
It, man. We're building it.
It's an like, easy target.
I don't think anyone's ever bought an electric car without first having a garden in their backyard.
You know what? I'm inspired by this fucking super cool Elon Musk motherfucker.
Yeah, the guy's amazing. I'm reading his book.
What?
Yeah,
who? Elon Musk, Tesla.
This guy created an affordable
SpaceX.
Electric car.
Okay,
and then released all the patents to the public on how to make his affordable electric car.
It's not an affordable electric car.
It is.
You can afford this. I can afford this, and it's only going to get better.
Dude, Tesla making themselves like not just like Lamborghinis and Ferraris, and like having like an everyday person be able to own their car.
God, be amazing.
They're gonna rape. Wait till you see how popular this becomes. I'm serious.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The way
it's
that things are trending,
long.
Like guys, joke like new big cities. Man, that's all they're gonna be doing is buying electric cars. Where
yeah.
the money's at?
Absolutely, you'll see it first in.
It's
massive
gonna be cool.
Cities,
like,
yeah.
you're not gonna see like,
but like already nuclear power plants and stuff like that. Like
nuclear
that.
Power is safe. It's just dangerous.
But. When everybody gets an electric car, they have to charge their fucking multiple batteries.
You
hydro goes
too,
up,
right?
Like everything. Time. Everything's just going to balance out. Like hydro's going to go way up, so our hydro bills are going to be down because government's not getting taxed for fucking.
Have
gas
you seen
and
the new
dude? If we learn to harvest the power of the sun at the same,
yeah, and they're already doing that.
Cost as gas is.
Have you seen the new?
We're not doing that.
The new kinetic
free
fucking,
at that point.
Have you seen the new kinetic power that they're putting? In
they
the
are. Machine? I got a buddy who's working on shit like that.
You
like,
seen these?
Tons of, what?
It's like a
like
little...
solar panels right now are not the same as...
Yeah,
dude,
solar panels are like 30 times the cost
okay.
of gas.
Niagara Falls?
30 times.
Niagara Falls, how many provinces are powered by Niagara Falls? Like, a lot of Ontario is. That's all you need. No. One fucking waterfall? Listen,
it's like
there's these little... there's these things that they're putting in the ocean.
Solar's the answer, by the way.
And the waves and the tide, like, push these arms back and forth, and it just generates energy. Like, a stupid amount of energy. And there's just, like, there's one way. That we can get free energy from the planet, from the sun.
Well, just think of the amount of wind farms. Like, how many wind turbines does it take to, like how many wind turbines to one power plant?
I don't know.
Like, as far as the footprint goes, right?
Yeah, I have no idea.
But there's way to, like, I mean, we're already doing it with again, Niagara Falls is a huge example. It's just kinetic
energy. Yeah, with everything all together, just creating.
Yeah. I'm sure in the next 50 years, like, I'm thinking in the, like, what will I see before I die, right? Like, hopefully Lena's great-grandkids, or no, sorry, hopefully my own great-grandkids. So Lena's kids' kids. So it's like, I'm going to be alive, I'm going to be pushing my kids to do, to live in the world that I want them to live in, and then, like, it just goes exponentially, and there'll be so many more resources, and, like, if everyone else plays their, if all other parents, you sort of, like, play their part, then the world will change very quickly. It only takes, like, two generations. All the bad shit that's going on in the United States right now took 40 years to happen.
Shit's only going to get worse faster, though. Like,
oh, yeah.
I don't think so, because we're all aware, and we're all changing.
Dude, humanity is a fucking huge problem.
It won't stop growing. The awareness, it's only going to grow faster.
No, but the only
time goes on. People have 15 fucking kids. Those 15 kids have 15 more kids. There's only so much resources that, like...
Well, we're not talking about the population problem, but, like...
But it is going to be a problem for everything.
Something was...
How much more health conscious are you than your parents were?
I don't know.
My mom still smokes. Okay. I'm like, are you fucking stupid? Like, my parents that will kill you.
I think some of our parents are bad examples.
And,
I mean,
well, no, but that was our parents. And we're the next generation. Look how much we've improved already. Think about Jack's kids' kids, man. I'm saying stay positive and try and influence and try and just be the example to the new world. That's our
goal. I understand you're trying to, you have big shoes to fill in your family and you're trying to set an example for it.
What do you mean? Big shoes. Well, okay, fine. Whatever.
You're
going
to be the
that.
Fucking father, like the grandfather at a table eventually, and you're going to have your whole family, and that's important to you.
Yeah, and they're all going to smoke that is, and use free energy.
I don't think he's coming from a family perspective. He's just saying he recognizes we need to do our part on this
that's
planet.
Where you get it from, though. Like, sure. Seeing your own kids, because when you think about people that you don't know, you don't connect, you don't care.
But I think of myself as part of most a bigger picture of people who have
he
similar...
He sympathizes with everyone else who is also a parent.
Yeah, and like, if I do this, then that might encourage somebody else to do it, and then, you know, like, sure, eventually we're going to make positive change.
It's been a long talk about you wanting to get a fucking electric car.
I don't know, I think it was a rewarding conversation. Do we have more games or anything to talk about?
Starbucks.
Yeah, talk about Starbucks, because I am obviously very excited to hear about it.
I want to play it more than anything.
I've only been hearing fucking, like, nobody thinks it's okay. It's either, oh, it's fucking awesome, I'm into it, it's really good, I've heard... More of the opposite.
You're
going to
hear
fucking trash.
Some more Chad negativity and some more TJ positivity. So it's not going to help you at all. Ever the optimist.
All right,
we'll go.
It's just too bad, eh? Like, no leaderboards, class controls, achievement.
I got up to Andross.
Me too.
I didn't actually play Andross. I got to his planet.
I've played Andross, and it's my least favorite boss.
The bosses fucking suck.
I love the bosses.
The first, you know, the first one when you take accomplished. When you take accomplished on Corneria,
yeah,
that guy where you shoot his fucking three arms and then he flies around. Who are you guys?
Yeah.
I'm sure every boss has a gimmick.
He's back. He's back in this, and it's the most annoying fucking fight. Like, he comes up, you still have to shoot those things, but like you're shooting it, and then he closes it up, flies for like 40 seconds around, comes back, opens it up again, you take it out, flies 40 seconds, opens one up. And you can't power the fucking thing. And it's just so annoying.
They didn't want you to beat their game in a fucking 45-minute sitting.
It's not that. Like, it's... The game's long everywhere else. It's just that the...
But they've added little flourishes that...
I like...
Okay, well,
he's into an all-range mode fight.
While he's flying, what are you doing?
You're just waiting.
You're just sitting there looking at this guy fly for 40 seconds.
Yeah, because there's enemies flying around. You can shoot those enemies. They're not giving you points.
They're not doing anything for you?
Not doing anything.
No. You can get, like, is there any challenge?
There's like a
missiles
a
coming
silver,
at you?
No, there's a silver fucking ring, like way over there. You can probably literally boost three times, full boost.
Yeah.
Wait for it to recharge. And you're just making it there to get a fucking yellow ring. It's really boring, I thought. But those are just the boss fights. Corneria was amazing. Like, when you first start playing the game...
Is there enough enemies on the screen?
Motion controls, like... I was kind of getting it.
What is it? Like,
there's such a skill to motion. Okay.
So
old Nintendo has
normal,
one
right?
stick, right?
Yeah.
So normal games would have two sticks, and they'd use both of those for flight. They've kept it one stick, except now they've added the extra dimension of motion controls, Instead of just aiming where you're going with the one stick,
does it blow your mind now, a little bit?
Yeah.
Like, and when you look down at the screen, it's the cockpit.
There could be a fucking There could be a dude like fucking right below you, and you just go like this, and you fucking lock on, and you can hit it like way out of screen. And it's just like an extra dimension of skill in my mind.
That's fucking the original game.
But you never have to. Do you have to look away from the television?
Yeah, but you do have to look away from the TV.
It does force you to do that sometimes. To see under you, absolutely.
Yeah, okay, so like Corneria, first 80% is all regular Star Fox, plus motion controls, which only make it better for the R-Wing.
They don't make it better.
Then the last 20... Yeah, because you can instead of aiming where your ship is flying...
It's a gimmick. It doesn't make the game better.
It's not a gimmick, dude. Skilled.
It's a gimmick.
Dude, Star Fox suffered on 64 because you could only aim where you're going because there was one toggle
switch. No, that was part of
the disagree.
They did that out of necessity. It was part of the charm.
No, but like I like that there. Like I could try and fly towards that enemy so I could lock it in.
But now imagine flying to the right while looking to the left and shooting shit.
No, but I like the fact that it's like I gotta get over there. Oh, okay, he's locked on. Shoot, and then get the fuck back out because there's a building there or something.
It still like, I feels liked a lot that. Like that because it's still difficult to like get your mind around. The motion control actually can let you fly to the right and go to the left. Right. To me, it seems like an added layer of skill that's just like...
And when you're moving the gamepad around, the reticle is moving around the screen?
Yeah. If you hold it still, it just feels like regular Star Fox. Until you get to that last 20% on like Corneria where it says, okay, you have to know... The only way you can aim precisely is to look at your gamepad. It forces you, and that kind of sucks. But
Let me say the worst thing about it. I was into the motion controls. The gyro wing
is the worst thing about it, by the way.
The what?
The gyro wing.
Oh, the fucking worst.
Is it really slow or something?
It is insanely slow.
With the motion controls, it's great motion controls, flying around, playing the game. One thing it tells you to do, even in the training, is to recalibrate. If you're ever, if like the reticle's ever off from where you're holding, like I caught myself like playing like this.
Yeah.
And like I'm aiming straight. And, like you have to stop playing the game. Like, stop focusing to press Y, and then it recalibrates, like, to straight.
No, you just go back to where it's comfortable, then you click.
Yeah, you gotta go back, aim off the screen, press Y, and then it goes, bam, there's the thing, and then you start playing again. While the game's playing. It happened to me so many times, I was fucking furious.
That's because you're changing the angle at which you play.
Z-targeting was.
No, I'm doing this. Like, moving around, like the game wants me to.
Wherever you start... And it was
constantly fucking up.
Wherever you start is the same middle position.
I don't believe that it would be different for you than it was for me. I feel like you had to hit calibrate many, many times.
I do because
it's not fun. It takes you out of like I'm playing for.
I'd have to see what it does. Like
no, but even if there's like
if you hold the gamepad 2 seconds where like and you hit calibrate,
I'm not in control.
This is center every time. But then if you like you get intense and you move down like this, you're looking down, so you have to recalibrate. So down is straight.
Oh.
That's all. Or if you go like this, or like you know what I mean.
Yeah, like you're moving around like this, and just by you're playing it. The gamepad fucks up to where your reticle actually is on screen.
Right. Oh, does it feel like so Z-targeting?
Like you're driving straight and you're like this now, trying to shoot. You're playing on this side, but you're watching the TV over here and it's like, fuck, recalibrate. Now, okay, I'll play
again. I don't want to do that. I just want to play with a normal controller. What the fuck? Why does Nintendo always have to do something so stupid? Like,
it is a gimmick. It's a gimmick and they shouldn't have
done it. The motion controls?
Yeah.
Let's put it this way. Star Fox needed the ability to have more precise aiming. They couldn't stick with one fucking toggle stick aiming. They chose to put it in the motion control instead of the second toggle stick. I think that's cool because if you hold it steady, it's the same fucking game.
I'm so much happier with them just saying the R-Wings shoot straight and that's the game.
Well, you know, don't move. You can actually stop the motion control. Do you turn off the motion controls?
Yeah. You can do that?
You can, but it doesn't actually do anything.
It's the dumbest thing ever. It still works in the fucking Y-axis all the time, which makes no sense. And then when you are shooting or holding the trigger down, it works in the X-axis. I don't understand what they were thinking.
Huh.
It's basically, you have to have motion controls.
Yeah.
Well, that's the fucking controller. Weird. I mean, it launched with the system. They gotta
production
at least do something to it, man. I think it already has.
Yeah, but no, like they released 3D World. No, there was no touchscreen motion bullshit really, except for the spin thing that you do in
Galaxy's Mario. Like that too. There's a couple levels where it's like where you're actually doing motion with the Wii remote, and like they're like a plague, man. They're like a stupid fucking like I need 100% this game.
Skyward Sword. Yeah.
Skyward. I don't remember if Skyward Sword was bad.
No, you had to fucking controls. Yeah.
Dude, it was reviewed shit. So oh,
you
well. Know what?
You actually had to slice. You had to slice like this, and
I remember you loved it.
No, in Twilight Princess, it's just a flick of the wrist, and it makes a lot of sense because you're moving around like.
Oh, this one's one to one.
Yeah, and this one, it's like the enemies are like, look at me, I'm sideways, and you're like, all right, slash up, you know, and then like they go up, and you slash sideways, and like. It would be cool if it worked every time.
It doesn't work
every time. But it doesn't work every time. And you know what? Honestly, it's probably my fault. It's probably my fault because I'm not doing it perfectly fucking horizontal or perfectly vertical. But, like, fuck you for doing that to me. Like, I got to be fucking dead set on, like, precision, like, motion with your stupid, like...
Yeah, like, I saw it at Tim's one time, and I was really uncomfortable having to sit on his dirty bed to play it. That I there's just not. Like, I don't want to do this.
Are we talking about Twilight Princess still, or are we talking about Skyward Sword?
Skyward Sword.
Okay, Skyward Sword. Not every enemy has a thing like that. There were some enemies where you had to stab. And you're just doing this. Yeah, like it's so annoying, and it was so embarrassing.
Just like this.
Yeah, just if I want to stab, I'll hold up and attack.
The thing is we're telling like everybody is telling Nintendo what to do. For them to be on top, just give me this console, make it a little more powerful, or at least on par, and release an HD Mario, an HD Zelda, an HD Metroid, and an HD Star Fox.
That's exactly what they're
doing. And the system will fucking sell out instantly, and it'll be yes.
If they made a fucking Call of Duty Battlefield machine, would you really buy it?
That's not the thing.
It's not the same thing.
They're going to make their Nintendo games.
If Nintendo released the PS4 today, I would buy their PS4 to play their exclusives over Sony's.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's Wii U. All.
You can play Call of Duty on Wii U, and you can play all.
But
no,
Wii U is a gimmick. They still had that shitty gimmick, and it was far less powerful.
Oh, and just give us a controller. Just give me a normal controller.
Yeah, give me that's controller. That's what everybody wants. And Dan's just saying what people want.
Okay. The Pro controller, for Wii U is very. It's nice. It's a little bit
sure. It's fine.
Light, but if that was their only controller and they could put some money behind it,
it's fine. It's I mean, fine. It's not as good as a PS4 controller, and it's not as good as the Xbox controller, but it's fine.
I don't think
it plays.
I think it's comparable
truly
to
the weight.
Xbox
is the only
controller.
Problem with it.
Xbox controller is heavy and like it feels very high quality.
Yeah, like well put together.
And
that
like
one feels light
plastic
and plastic.
And
cheap.
The triggers
and I could squeeze it and it would just like crack and stuff. Like the Xbox One controller is a fucking
all right.
Solid,
but it's an add-on controller, right? They're not going to sell one
sure.
to the customer.
But
if,
I'm saying
if it was their controller,
it's better than a fucking dick stick that I'm going to have to wiggle around the room. Like I'm not playing with. Remember that thing? Like they're essentially giving you a controller that you can move your hands apart, and then getting you to move your.
I
hand.
Will say when
or right
when, like playing a regular game on Wii, where and like you know you hold them sideways, like not an action game where you're up there and swinging your arms around, but like you're laid back and you can just sit like this and play. Like it felt really good. Like my hands are apart right now, and I'm casually slow.
This is Joe Rand circa fucking 2012. We're gonna talk about.
I'm just picturing Wii. You.
That games. Was cool.
The
gamepad is the worst of every world. It's just like, well, it feels like a controller because it's one piece, but
it's uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable, and it
it's
doesn't
a bright
feel like
screen
in
my face. Like
shit.
If you play games at night and you have that fucking screen in your face,
well, you can lower the
still.
I will admit, off-screen play on the Wii U is its greatest feature. Playing 3D World on the toilet and fucking like sitting back while someone else is watching TV and playing like Wii U games was a really cool thing.
Excuse me.
So, I mean, it had its perks, but they fucking blew it.
Back to Star Fox.
Yeah.
If it was called, like, Space Flyer, it'd probably be a pretty cool game if Star Fox never existed. The fact that I have 20 years of Star Fox love...
I'm definitely less attached to Star Fox than you are.
I'll put it up for that.
Like, if they don't make it... They don't make it
dude,
exactly how I want it.
Exactly.
I'm,
that's
I'm
the problem.
Not gonna like
I'll
it.
Put it up for
that. That was a pussy ass high five. Give me a real high five for Star Fox.
Yeah. Stop me.
Here's what I'm talking about.
Let's put it this way. They did a decent job. They made a few mistakes, but a decent job of
big
staying.
Mistakes.
Staying to the same
big
game. Remaking the same fucking
no,
game.
Wrong,
it is the same
wrong.
Game.
They
same
had to
story.
Do something. That was a bit different.
Leaderboards, achievements, better graphics, maybe a couple other branching paths.
The graphics are bad, yeah?
The graphics look great! if it's like... The thing is, the graphics do look good.
Yeah.
I enjoy playing it.
Yeah.
It looks shitty, but fuck.
Oh, this is for you,
like,
by the way.
It's a high-res shitty, though, right?
It's a high-res shitty, and it's like Star Fox 64, but they put, like, texture into the characters
so, like,
and stuff.
So,
like,
still bad shapes...
Did you
yeah,
watch
like
the anime?
The shapes are all the exact same.
Did you watch the anime?
No, what?
That's
if
you know what
if the anime
exact
if,
same shapes
if the game was the anime, like why don't they
the
take more?
So good.
Why don't they take more risks with
looking,
their animation?
Looking.
Oh,
like Wind Waker is amazing. Like they should take more risks with their style of like they're trying to
They've been trapped in the most controlled bubble for that. Fucking 10 years.
I loved when Wind Waker did it.
That's what they had to do.
If Metroid was cel-shaded all of a sudden, or, like, God forbid, like, if Star Fox was a cool cel-shaded game with, like, little dust clouds exploding at everybody and, like, dynamic fucking, you know, like, animations and stuff like that, it would be awesome. If it looked like that fucking anime, wouldn't it be a more fun game?
Absolutely.
I don't think Nintendo can feel cannot release a motion-controlled console.
That's me.
Three times.
They cannot.
Okay,
no.
Fine. Here's what
motion
they're doing.
Motion control is the Wii branding, and they're abandoning that.
Yeah. So maybe they've gone from motion control to tablet, which had sort of both, and now they're going to go from that just to tablet controller.
Yeah.
I really hope it's not tablet. If it has a fucking tablet screen in it, but it's still got controls and shit on it.
If it's not a fucking controller, like, it can't be that shape. It can't be. Like
that little football?
Yeah.
Yeah, you won't be able to play games.
Don't even give me that shaped screen on the controller, I'll be upset. You know what I mean?
Nowhere. I don't want that shape anywhere.
Like, I don't want that screen. I want a controller.
Hope? Remember that bullshit EA fucking E3 press release?
Oh, yeah.
It said Mass Effect on NX.
Lies.
It said Mass Effect, and what was the other one? There was one more that was on NX.
Battlefield?
They're not showing 5. NX.
No.
You know that, right? They're not even showing NX.
They're showing Zelda.
That's the only thing they'll have.
I promise you this too. It's going to be very, very little gameplay that you can't even apply to a spot in the game.
No, I promise you, it'll be a 1 hour gameplay walkthrough.
Yeah. Nope.
I think it'll be
digital. 1 hour gameplay only walk.
Nope.
They're close enough.
It'll be a walkthrough. It has to be
1 hour.
They're going to walk.
Yeah.
We talked before about like them walking from. Like riding Epona to a dungeon, going in the dungeon, and just like playing all the way through,
getting an item,
like all while in like a Skyrim universe, but it's a giant Zelda game.
You know what I do think?
I'm very much looking forward to it.
I have no doubt that game will be awesome.
What were you talking about? Battlefield 5.
Oh, that's another one. Yeah, Battlefield 5 announcement on May
next week.
On May.
For the past like 3 months, I've checked every couple days. I just search Battlefield, like, okay, Google Battlefield 5, and then just see what the news is, anything. And
sort by date, last 24 hours.
Today it was just like, okay, Google Battlefield 5, and it showed like finally, like, they're coming out with the reveal next Friday. Like, all you hear is just fucking all the World War One stuff and it's coming to NX and all that shit.
Right, well, let's discuss. I don't want another Battlefield 3 or 4. Like, they've stuck to the model. No, I know.
Imagine how good it's going to look.
I'm really enjoying playing Battlefield right now. I'm telling you the truth.
I'm happy.
I'm really enjoying it. It's so much fun. We were on those fucking jeeps.
Joe played last night.
I played like three times, dude.
We played a lot.
I got a scope I really like.
In the middle of the night and played.
Dude, I got a scope I really like.
I was just expecting you to come on.
I'm not as good as Chad or Kyle, but like, I'm having a good time.
I uninstalled it.
And why? So install. Who cares?
It's so much fun.
It doesn't take 5 minutes. That game.
Click on your phone right now. It'll be ready tomorrow.
No.
Just click.
That's true.
Anyway, we were playing base games. Chad and I were in these jeeps, and like I was on the gunner, and it was like a fucking you hear those stories only in Battlefield.
Yeah.
It was one of those. I felt like I was playing a campaign mode. Like, just get him. He's just like flying over. I was like shooting him out of the sky. Like, you get a little X and or like vehicle
chase
hit.
Chase him down.
Those things explode. And you're like. You just go crazy, man. Yeah. I don't like getting fucking.
Remember Sniper Rock? Fucking.
What map was it?
Goldmud, yeah.
Yeah.
We were playing that, but on the other side. Like the other. Not Sniper Rock, but it's like Sniper Hill.
That back corner?
Yeah.
F?
Yeah. It's way behind.
No,
it's
behind, like next to A and B.
But the thing is, it's like top, like A and B, way up at the top.
It's like right in the corner of the map.
Mountains.
Okay, yeah, it's the regular one where Kyle and I used to go around, and you would come in.
Yeah, we were doing the same thing yesterday, but like it was a sniper only map, and we're driving up, like all three of us in a vehicle, just like all right, and the guys are just like dropping in from the sky, landing like on the mountain. Just Kyle's picking us up. We're just
yeah,
really fun.
Yeah. You know what the thing with Battlefield is that it's not always fun. And that's, you can't say that about every game. Like, you can play like a 4 hour session and it really enjoy 1 hour, but then the rest it's like,
you're trying to recapture that hour.
It's painful and you're like, is this game good? Like,
there are those bleeps, those moments of...
The game's good, you just gotta be good
I at always, it. Always really enjoy
leveling I mean, I'm not good at it, and I think the game's good, too. Okay, so...
No, I'm just saying, like, I'm having fun the majority of the time.
Well, you can't be a complete noob, but, like, if you invest in it, obviously, it pays you back. Like, in time. You know, like, the more you learn...
That's probably why I stopped enjoying it as much. I would play...
And the thing is,
I switch game types when I play with them. And, like, I don't even know what the fuck they're doing. There's just too many people on the map. There's too many objectives. There's too many stupid choke points. And yeah, like, there is. I found that I could never... I could never start to... I could never stop hating... I mean, I could never start, like, raping and enjoying myself because it was always, like, choke points. Like, I hated your game types. Domination on fucking that rail yard map. Yeah. Where there's the under map. Like, I fucking rape on that map because I have ability to, like, go other ways. Everything you guys played made me fucking hate it.
There's so much diversity.
And then it's like, oh, you don't want to play that here, Dan. Let's play this. Let's play Gold Mud, 64 players, tanks only, snipers. And I'm driving around like, what's my objective here?
Yeah.
I can't just make my own fun by attacking one guy in the corner. Like, that's what you guys have fun doing.
It's also a burden that I don't have. I don't have that much time to put into this game. So I'm going to play 5 hours a week and...
That's how much and I play, probably way less.
Well, that's not always been true. You know what I'm saying? And this game's been out for a couple of years. So, like, the thing
is... I don't think the amount of time you put into it pays you back.
Absolutely it does.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, well, leveling up alone, you have more guns to play with, you have more options for those guns. Yeah, but
it doesn't make the game better. It's basically the same game. I'm a 30, like,
one, and I just discovered fucking infrared scopes. People have been playing against me with those fucking scopes my whole life.
Nobody uses that scope.
And I'm like, oh, that's why they shoot me from anywhere. Or they have better snipers. Yes, they do. We get into a map.
Everything's comparable, dude.
Dude, we get into a map with, like, elite players, and it's like, they're killing me.
Because they're good.
Because they're fucking good.
A, they're good because they practice. B, they're good because they have better gear.
The weapons aren't better. The weapons do not get better.
Well, that's...
Well, I mean, there's time to, like,
if you only have iron sights, then yes, you get a red dot, it's better. Someone throws
not all the time.
Hardcore mode.
Dude, a lot of people just use iron sight snipers. So they don't have to look down the scope.
I know what you're saying.
Like, the game... People, like, 140s played the first gun. Yeah, like,
forget the faults of the game at all. Practice makes perfect. And the majority of people in those games practice more than I do. So it's punishing me for not investing in it as much as those players are. That's how it pays you back.
I feel like I was always good at playing it, though.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, but these ones are, like, there's no matchmaking. You just get thrown in. And I'm saying it's not... making it a worse game. It's just, it's very, very cumbersome and very difficult for a low entry person to, like, get into. Like, a low investment person. Dude,
I was
once low
entry and I was still, like...
I rate.
I know, you're super good at that game. Like, you're at the top of 64 player matches. Not everyone's like that. You know what I'm saying? The majority of players are at the bottom.
I think that's just, like, first person skill.
It's not.
It is.
It is more skill than it is items unlocked. I can guarantee you that. You get 10 kills. But still,
like, for that specific game,
10 kills with one gun and you get a new scope on it, you're fine.
Knowing the intricacies
Battlefield's of every map is
also massive.
You can't play a game fucking four times and expect to be as good as someone who plays it every day. Fair.
The point I'm trying to make, you guys will agree with, is that I don't play enough to be good at it, so I die a lot, and that makes it not fun all the time. Thank you. Like, that's all I'm trying to say, and that's...
Dying a lot sucks.
Yeah. Then you may get into those matches, but I'm really having a good time with it, and I'm very excited for Battlefield 5. If it's World War 1, I'm so much more excited.
When I have... I have a hard time playing...
I'll be less excited if it's modern war again. That's all I'm saying.
I feel like gaming has molded me to be this way, though. Like, since achievement's been unlocked, it's like you're always having something to play towards, and then once you've accomplished those goals, you move on to the next thing.
I'm happy to have abandoned Chivos and
Trophies. I'm also happy to have abandoned Chivos and Trophies.
I mean...
The Order, had a good time, no interest.
Okay, I guess even...
I will not 100%
It feels good to be liberated.
Oh, I'm nowhere near where I used to be.
There we go.
I haven't matured enough to get past Trophies yet.
I'm nowhere near where I used to be. I used to play, like, bad games just to get my score up.
Yeah,
that's not the case. But, I mean, if there's a game that I really enjoy, then... Yeah, I would like to get the ones that I feel are at least attainable.
I'm not at all driven by it anymore. Like,
I love value-added trophies.
Remember I fucking played GeForce for Xbox 360 just to get Chivos?
I don't know what GeForce is.
Was that fucking... Oh, what the fuck?
Like G-Zero or whatever?
G-Force. It was a movie with gerbils.
Mice?
Oh, you played that game? I played that
fucking game.
For the achievements?
For the achievements, yeah.
Yeah.
You played Toy Story 3 for the achievements, too. Didn't you?
Or was no, that Tim? I always wanted to play that game, though.
Yeah, he said it wasn't too bad.
G-Force. Hamsters. Hamsters? What are the big ones?
Guinea pigs.
G-Force. Guinea pig.
Wow.
You know what's good, though? When an achievement or a trophy will add, like, another layer to the game that you may not approach it in that way, like, kill with this weapon or do something like this, and it's like, okay, well, I'll try that. If it's diverse enough, Mass Effect is a good example because, like, there's adept achievements, you know? And if you want to replay the game, then maybe go back in as an adept instead of a soldier.
Yeah.
And use some of those powers. And that really changes the game. Like,
those pissed me off, though, because it would force you to play the game so much.
Well, sometimes.
They expected
more. Think what I like about that, though.
It broadens your horizon.
Sometimes, like, the first achievement I ever got. This is a fucking true
story. It's not enough.
It's also
Hold on, you guys don't care about this?
It's also a testament of the game.
The first achievement you got?
The first achievement I ever got in the history of the world.
It was probably, like, fucking Bioshock. Kill one guy for turning the game on.
No, it was at Tim's house. And he had downloaded Sonic 2 through Xbox Live or Xbox Arcade, and we had played through, and he had beaten the game or whatever, and he was playing for achievements, and one of them was beat the second level in like 30 seconds, and I'm like, I've never even thought about that. Okay, let's do this, and like working towards that, where it's like, all right, now it's Sonic, but it's time trials. Like, okay, this is a cool kind of thing, like it's own little mini game. Cool. I really like achievements like that.
Yeah, the ones that are kind of dumb.
The really
like
valuable
story.
Ones.
Story. Like, beat this level, you get an achievement. Whatever.
Beat it on easy, beat it on hard, beat it on very hard.
Yeah. 30, 50, 90. Fuck off. Who cares?
Beat it as an adept.
Like, but what I was getting at is, like,
60 hours?
I've been... That's where gaming wanted me to go. I mean, even with trophies and stuff, that's the way it is.
It never says beat it as an adept.
No,
it would just say use concussive blast.
But there's games that do that really shitty.
Well, I mean, How was your experience differed we talked about it already once on this show today.
Infamous.
Going dark and going light. Was it superficial or was it anything rewarding?
It's, everything's always superficial in games. That's the problem.
I think Fallout does a great job at diversifying or polarizing the experience. Mass Effect does a good job at polarizing
the
experience.
Really, though.
Mass Effect was good to play again. It did make totally different going Renegade or Renegade.
Yeah. I prefer Renegade. I'm gonna be a Renegade chick.
But as far as like chasing trophies, I definitely chased trophies in Infamous, but it was only because the game was so much fun. I wanted to play it again.
Right.
Like, I just want to be fucking playing it again. And I only chase trophies in games that like
that I absolutely care loved. About.
Yeah, like, you know, I'll play that again. But yeah, I'll play it like this.
I think the lesson is we're willing to play for trophies when we want to. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
When it's something we like, we want to do.
When it's good, I imagine it's.
I don't want to force myself to have a shitty time.
Oh yeah,
to just get
exactly. Another good example is Plants vs Zombies. Like, survive 35 waves or whatever that was. It was like a whole. New
that's
game
a problem
time.
That I have.
It was like
with
a second game. Like,
Quantum
okay,
Break.
I'll try that.
Not even so much trophies.
Mine are broken, by the way. I haven't got a single trophy.
Yeah, yours are broken.
Woo-hoo!
Do you know?
Xbox One.
Ouch. Mine are fine. Or do you know all the collectibles?
Yeah.
They pull me out of the experience of the game. And if I didn't fucking care to get them, it would be a better game.
I don't care to get them.
I check every fucking corner of every area. And it ruins the game for me.
You gotta grow up, man.
Deep lore, by the way, in those collectibles, though.
Sure, but I don't want to fucking read it.
Did you read every fucking note that you found in Resident Evil 2?
No, but this game I actually am enjoying. There's a guy who writes a fucking novel about time travel based on, like, some of the story, and it's hilarious. I can't wait to find chapter 2. It's the longest fucking lore I've ever
read it
in
all?
A video game.
It's
so good, though.
If you find a codec in Mass Effect, it tells you all of the information you want to know about that
game. It's like three pages,
every
though.
Fucking codec for the first 4 hours, and then I gave up.
You're crazy.
Because it's boring, but like this game is good.
I didn't read a lot of it. It's just fucking emails from like characters you haven't even been introduced yet. Talking to the fucking bad guy.
Yeah, it'll give you like the bones of the story going through without it, but like you can almost figure out what's going on, and it rewards you for like finding it out in advance through log files and reading versus the actual story.
Oh shit,
which is kind of neat.
Hey, I got a question for you, Dan.
Yarm.
I am going to buy Uncharted in a couple weeks, and then I'm going to buy Mirror's Edge again a couple weeks after that.
Again?
Mirror's Edge after that.
Okay.
Do I buy Ratchet and Clank?
Ratchet and Clank is $40 and you can borrow it.
It looks awesome.
It is awesome.
It looks awesome.
Segway. Who else has played it? Chad?
I played
TJ?
You didn't get it? I don't believe you.
You don't believe me? It's awesome? The only reason... It's awesome. And here's why it's awesome.
Okay, go ahead. That photo that Tim sent blew me away.
It's beautiful. I mean, the game world you're in is beautiful. They're open environments, but so linear,
cartoony graphics,
linear in a way.
Dude, that fucking photo that Tim sent looked like Final Fantasy VIII.
So every time you come... Up-res. No.
Like sprawling world. Like in a good way.
It looks like that. I mean, the background is not always... You can't go to where it's beautiful, but...
Oh.
It looks amazing. It's a PS2 game, man. There's shit going on. No, it's not.
Well, no, like
is it was originally.
Game? You can't go to that thing over there.
Hold on, this game, by the way, brand new.
Okay, it's
a remake.
It's not it's not a remaster. It's like a reimagined Ratchet and Clank PS2 original game.
It came out on PS2 and they reimagined it.
No,
on the Bruce
like movie. There are jokes and stuff. You had this me at about, I can like borrow. Things being trending and stuff like. It's very you know current.
What, I gotta prioritize.
It's all been rewritten. It's got all new dialogue. It's a different game with, like, probably reimagined original bosses and stuff.
Okay.
But I never played the first Ratchet & Clank, because who the fuck played PS2 Ratchet & Clank?
I played it.
Did you love it then?
I did.
Okay, cool.
I don't remember it at all, but I remember enjoying it.
I remember playing Jack and Daxter.
And
that was awesome.
Sly Cooper.
I didn't play Sly Cooper.
Okay, tell me what's good about this game.
Okay, yeah, fine. So, you go into a world. PS2 is you awesome. Play. The story doesn't really mean anything. It's just so kind of childish and stupid. But it's just fun. You get to each planet, and there's like a... As you're killing things, you're collecting bolts. Nuts and bolts, and they're like your currency. And you can buy new guns. And then there's like talent trees for those guns to upgrade them, and they get fucking way better. And then just like... Upgrading your guns and just they do wacky shit. The one is a fucking
is there
the
any
pixelator
platforming
gun.
Elements
it's like a shotgun. Thing? It's fucking incredible.
Pixelator?
Yeah, it's what a shotgun it? That just like it's like do shotgun. It's crazy and there's like it's this wide and it just turns guys into like pixels and when they die they explode and it makes like pixel sounds. It's fucking
amazing.
It's awesome. It does some cool
like
shit.
Legos hitting the floor.
Can distinguish this from Sunset Overdrive?
Oh fuck that game.
It's more of a platformer than an open world game.
Okay.
Looks cool.
PS2 early
cooler.
Platformer. Did you play any of those games?
It's just fun. It did. Like, you get this ability at this planet, and, like, you can go back to another planet you played and use the ability you got to get into an area you couldn't get in, and you collect a collectible kind of thing. Like, it's just fun to chase that shit around.
The gameplay has to be good, though.
The gameplay is fun. I mean, it's generally not necessarily hordes of enemies coming at you in each room. But it is.
I'm kind of over gameplay as the most... Like, if you're going for gameplay, then it's Nintendo.
It's comparable to, like, a Nintendo game.
Yeah. That's what they were going for.
It's fun.
I'm saying that's
it's
good.
It's fun. Like, I'm telling you, I promise
gameplay
you,
is not
for you, it's only
$39.99. I'm sorry.
And
I'm
it's a fucking... You'll have it beaten
that's
in
like
8 hours.
Yeah. The worst gameplay of
it's
all time.
It's fun. Yeah. You'll have a great time with it. Why have you not played more? You own it.
Kyle's off school now, and he's playing Battlefield, and every time he says, you want to play games, I'm like, oh, yeah, I do.
And you play Battlefield
instead. I play Battlefield instead.
That's crazy that Battlefield stops you from playing good games. I'm fucking
playing a
flabbergasted.
Game with playing my favorite game with my friend is why I want to play games.
I guess.
If you were like, dude, let's play Battlefield tonight, I'd be like, oh, like
you don't,
see,
though.
I went
that was another
nights.
Thing. We would get on. And you would quit after one match or two matches.
No way.
Every fucking time I played with you, you did that.
No.
Yeah.
I was playing Battlefield.
It's different.
And though. Then I bought the order for $8.
Well, I'm glad you and Kyle have fun playing games.
No, I just joke around. I don't care about fucking...
And then I went back to Battlefield. It's a stopgap game, man. Play it when there's nothing else to play that day. And always stick to the fucking... plan.
The most fun I have playing games.
What are you talking about? Ratchet?
Okay, so you go.
Playing games
I'm not talking about Ratchet.
You're talking about Order again?
Yeah, I'm just saying play Battlefield in between games.
You're talking about Order?
I'm talking about the Order still.
Yeah, no, I understand you played in between games, but like he has a new game that's current and fun, and he will pick playing Battlefield every single time.
Do you mean it? I can borrow it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't fuck around.
I'm not even going to ask you for it until I'm done. With Link Between Worlds. Give me two high fives.
You got
Link Let's stick to the
worlds?
Schedule. Let's get stick really? To the schedule.
You
yeah.
let him borrow your 3DS?
Can I get my games back, Ben?
Yeah, absolutely.
Close it out, Dan.
I can see that. Now, hold on.
This is Win Episode 135 coming from Danny.
E3 is so fucking close.
So close.
See me shit. There's not going to be any games there.
You're wrong.
You know what's going to be there? full on Battlefield 5 demonstration. Yeah. That's all I care about.
Yeah. Same with Call of Duty. Same with
Mass Effect will be shown.
Yeah, Mass Effect will be shown.
I hope Cuphead is good and not super fucking hard. Like super
Star Wars missile game.
Yeah, you know Cuphead.
What's that?
What's it called? Republic Commando 2.
Cuphead is like a. It looks like an old style Republic
gunship, or
like cartoon.
Yeah, it's called something
from like
stupid.
the '40s or '50s.
Is it called Cuphead? Is it your...
It's called Cuphead.
Be the best game ever made.
I gotta look it up.
TJ, do you have my Blu-ray, please?
Hey, do you know about Cuphead? Yeah.
I do. It's for Xbox exclusive, so I don't even give a shit.
It's an Xbox exclusive?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That means...
It's coming to PC, too. You know what I heard?
Wait. All right, we're done. Fuck you guys.
All right. ARM Podcast on Twitter and Twitch. Check us out on Twitch.
Oh, yeah, Twitch.
Because we're Twitching.
I'm always playing.
You know what? We should have done this podcast like 10 years
ago. I could have Twitched all of The Order.
Yep.
We
should be twitching every night.
If we did this 10 years ago, we
would. Bye! Everyone say goodbye.
Bye, Mike.
All right, you can catch me at onfullblast.com and allrangemode.com.
Onfullblast.com exists.
No, I don't know. TJ
bought it. Onfullblast. I bought it.
How much was it?
Joe can have it for $1,000.
I'll give you $1,000 for it.
What'd you pay?
$1,000.
No, I didn't buy it. I didn't buy it.
Why not?
Because it's Joe's.
Hey, right, well, I got a lot of stuff going on. You can catch me on the 22. I'm watching all the podcasts. Chad, what do you got going on?
You know, you catch me.
Catch me on the 22 where I'm watching all the podcasts. Goodbye.
MFP left.
Like it's a phone call. All right. Bye. All right. Okay. All right. See you later, man.
All right. Till next time. Bye.